Hey everyone, Mr. Swerb with the Cardboard Jungle, checking in with a sports card market update. Been a little while since we've done one of these, been some news compiling, so wanted to get a video out there. Let's start with Panini. An actual legal win for Panini of America as an arbitrator ruled against the NFL Players Association and ruled that Panini could continue to make fully licensed NFL player cards while a larger arbitration case plays out. Those typically take a while. So nice win for Panini here, who has continued to put new football card products out amidst, you know, the initial news that the NFLPA was seeking to terminate their deal early, expires in 2026 with Panini and ink a new one with Fanatics. But arbitrator says not so fast. Let's keep that in place while a larger arbitration case plays out. So Panini, with the win, they got news, similar news last week from an arbitrator related to the WWE, tried to do the same with their trading card licensing deal with Panini. In that case, same thing. Arbitrator ruled no, trudge forward, agreement still stands while we have a little bit additional due diligence done in a broader arbitration case. So that's that news. Also, this news, the top super fractors in 2023 Bowman Chrome. Essentially what happened here, Fanatics tops in the new 2023 Bowman Chrome product, 95 different players had two unautographed one-of-one super fractors in each set. These started to pop up online as, you know, sales just started happening. Two sales of the same one-of-one super fractor of 23 Bowman Chrome players starting to pop up online. Social media caught wind of it. Topps Fanatics put out a statement, basically with a buyback program. Depending on the level of prospect of the player of these 95 guys, anywhere between $3,000 and $75,000 to buy back on these one-of-one multiple super fractors. According to Fanatics Topps, I think four have already been turned in. Another 35 are pending, and there's roughly 50 or so that are still out there. But some quality control lapse news from the behemoths in the industry, Topps Fanatics, but a swift response by them that most felt fit the bill. Next, Gemrate is a great company that puts out really interesting and relevant data and stats on sports cards grading. It's a really robust report. It's free for people. If you go to gemrate.com, you can sign up for their monthly reports and emails. It is well worth doing. And they just released their September data. We won't go through a ton of that, but always like to go through sports card grading specific. Who's doing what? What are the trends? And in the month of September, there were, I think, 795,000 sports cards graded, which was up a couple percent from the month prior. I think a lot of that had to do with the PSA special that they had in place on football cards. We'll get into PSA's October special in a moment. But in the month of September, 795,000 sports cards graded, 602,000 of those with PSA, so 76%. PSA continues to strengthen their stronghold at the top of the grading market, grading 76% of all sports cards in the month of September. Just below, behind them in second place, as they have been, SGC graded 105,000 cards in the month of September. That's 13% of all sports cards. CGC rebranded themselves yet again. They're big in the comics world and in the TCG and Pokemon worlds. But sports cards, a little bump up for them this month. 56,000 sports cards graded in September for CGC. That's 7% of all sports cards. And Beckett, unbelievable, just 31,000 sports cards graded for Beckett in the month of September. Just 4% of the market. Would have been unfathomable sitting here on these videos 2 or 3 years ago to think that Beckett, which was a power player in sports card grading, would be down to 4% in September of 2023. But just a sign of the times there at Beckett, a company really kind of lacking identity right now, and just customer service issues, all sorts of other things that have contributed to that decline. Sticking with grading companies, PSA released their October special. Nothing exciting here. In September, it was a great special. All football cards from the year 2000 or greater for just $15.99. We certainly took advantage of that at the Cardboard Jungle. Sent in a few big submissions of football cards we were sitting on. I was hoping October would be hoops. I'm sitting on a trove of hoops cards that we want to get into PSA. But 'twas not to be in October as they released their October special. Cards from the 1950s. $14.99. Also announced a special on Value Plus, which is their 20 business day grading time return, and they allow value claiming up to $499 per card. That was reduced to $34.99 for the month of October. So my guess is we'll see hoops in November as the NBA season gets kicked off in late October. We'll see, hopefully, a November hoops grading special from PSA. Lastly, just some additional news from Fanatics. I think kind of flew under the radar, at least in the sports card social media world. But just another sign of some of the things that they're doing to just strengthen their position, seemingly prep the company to go public at some point in 2024, ink the deal with CLC, the college licensing company, to sell college licensed products internationally. Just 15 colleges out off the rip here, but the thinking and it would be that more colleges will follow as Fanatics can get those deals in place. But now Fanatics can sell college licensed product for 15 different pretty prominent colleges internationally outside the United States. So this Fanatics model of kind of lead with apparel now coming in hard to sports cards and sports gambling, doing some really interesting things there that are worth watching. So that's your sports card market update. I'm Mr. Swerb with the Cardboard Jungle. You can find us at thecardboardjungle.com. We have really fun, low-priced breaks Wednesday, Thursday, Friday nights that we do. Also a big single seller on eBay and ComC, so come check us out there. And we will check in soon with our latest sports card market update. Take care, everyone.